we are approaching Columbia 3.
Thanks to impulse power.
Hi, sir. Impulse power.
Bridge, this is engineering.
Yes, Lieutenant.
Now that we're out of warp, I'd like to use this time to make some routine adjustments on the deuterium control conduit. We're overdue.
How much time will these adjustments require, Lieutenant?
Couple of hours, sir.
Proceed, Lieutenant LaForge. Standard orbitance.
Wes, I'm going to need an SCM Model 3 from ship storage. Can you handle that?
Right away?
All right.
Magnify, Mr. Wolf. I'd be an inviting planet, even for a research establishment.
I would have thought the inhabitants of Ballard 4 would send a future leader to a more hospitable environment.
For some, security is more important than comfort.
Yes, but 16 years.
Captain, we're being hailed.
Hailing frequencies, Mr. Wolf.
Open.
This is Captain Picard of the USS Enterprise.
So the planet's troposphere is distorting our signal.
Can you clean that up, Mr. Wolf?
I'll try.
Now, this is Picard of the Enterprise. Please, will you repeat your message?
I am Anya. Have you come for Celia of Dalit 4?
That is correct.
What species are you?
Human.
Excellent. Bring us aboard. That is all.
Friendly, isn't she? Friendly or not, Celia has the rank of head of state. We shall treat her and Anya accordingly. Number one, Mr. Worf, let's go greet our visitors. You have the bridge, Mr. Data.
Aye, sir.
Welcome to the Enterprise. I'm Captain Picard.
This is Salia of Galad 4.
I didn't feel a thing. Is that normal when one is transported, Captain?
Oh, yes, it is.
Those must be the matter energy conversion controls. May I take a look?
Yes, of course. I could arrange for a tour of the ship if you'd like.
Oh, I'd love that.
No, that will not be necessary. Just show us to our quarters, Captain Picard.
Very well.
We're accommodating you in quarters normally reserved for Starfleet Admirals. Yeah, I'm sure you'll find them quite comfortable.
That's a superconducting magnet, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an SCM model. How did you know that?
Study. The last 16 years, it's all I
could. Please, Celia, walk ahead with me.
Better be careful. Those can rip the iron right out of your blood cells.
Commander, who is she?
I think she's a governess.
Oh, the girl.
Oh, I don't know. She'll have time for you, Wes. She's destined to rule an entire world. Final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
Thank you.
You wanted to see me?
Yes. Data, the girl who came on board.
Salia of Dalet 4.
Who is she?
Little is known. She was born on Dalet 4. Her parents were from opposite sides in a civil war which has lasted for centuries. They both died shortly after her birth. A Federation ship brought her and her governess to Claudia 3 so that she could be raised in a neutral environment.
And now she's returning.
It is hoped she will unite the factions and bring peace.
Ensign Crusher, report. Are you all right?
Jordan? Yeah, I'm fine. I just...
Wes, we're waiting for that magnet.
I'm on my way.
Captain, we've broken orbit and laid in a course for Dalet 4, and we will remain on impulse power until Lieutenant LaForge completes his adjustments.
Mr. Wall, my passenger's accommodation met with that approval.
I doubt if anything ever meets with that woman's approval. Sir.
Captain, I'm concerned about our new passengers. Their emotions do not fit who they are and what they're doing.
You're suggesting they're not who they say they are?
Actually, no. It's more like they're not what they say they are.
The guards, Salia's quarters.
Yes.
May we turn on the viewer?
Yes, of course.
Are your quarters satisfactory?
Yes, very. Tell me, Captain, who is the young man I met before?
Ensign Wesley Crusher.
Thank you for checking on us, Captain. I only hope our quarters in Dalet 4 will be this luxurious.
Please feel free to contact me at any time. Card out.
What I sensed before hasn't changed.
What puzzles me, Captain, is how she is expected to bring peace to Dalet 4. Its inhabitants have been fighting throughout their recorded history.
What do we know about the cause of these wars?
Only that it is the difference between night and day.
Data, you used a colloquialism.
Did I? What I meant, sir, is that Dalet 4 rotates only once per revolution. Therefore, one side is constantly dark and the other side constantly light. One might surmise that the two hemispheres have developed disparate cultures, which is a major cause of most wars.
This child is supposed to bring them together.
She seems too delicate for such a task.
Do not be fooled by her looks. The body is just a shell.
How can I be a leader if I don't know anything about my people?
You will lead because you are accepted by both sides.
And because it is in your blood. What is expected of me once I'm there?
You will know.
How?
You just will. Salia, you must arrive with an open mind. Without preconceived ideas of the world you will find, or the people on either side.
Very frustrating. You feel the weight of so much responsibility. You're not sure you live up to everyone's expectations. Not only that,
nobody's even asking if this is something I want.
It is your duty. And I have no choice.
It won't be as bad as you think. In fact, it could be quite wonderful.
Besides, you are the last and only chance. I think I'm going to need more than instinct to do whatever is expected of me on Dalet 4.
Energy depletion level?
0.04% and increasing.
Wesley? Wesley, you haven't found that defocused area yet?
I'm looking.
Yeah, I see the way you're looking. Wesley!
What? Sorry. I've got my mind on something.
I can see that.
It's this girl they teamed up, Jordy. She's perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Now I understand why you can't concentrate.
I'll do better.
Okay.
I'll do better.
Warning. Resonance field applied.
What is it? What happened?
Nothing. I had it on the wrong setting. Suppose it had to happen to you. It usually does at about this age.
What usually does?
Glands erupting with hormones. Happens to all of us.
Just because I said that I think she's interesting.
You said she was perfect.
Uh-uh.
Come on down. You're no use around here for now. Come on down from there. Go talk to her. Use the ladder.
That's silly, Jordy. But since you recommended it, how should I approach her? It's Robotany. What should I say?
Just say, hi, I'm Wesley Crusher. I'd like to talk to you.
And then what?
Whatever occurs to you.
Well, what if nothing occurs to me?
Wes, I don't have time for this. You're going to have to ask somebody else.
Okay.
That is how the Klingon lures a mate.
Are you telling me to go yell at Celia?
No. Men do not roar. Women roar. And they hurl heavy objects. And claw at you.
What does a man do?
He reads love poetry. He ducks a lot.
Worf, sounds like it works great for the Klingons, but I think I need to try something a little less dangerous.
Go to her door. Beg like a human.
It should be that simple, Wesley. Judging by her appearance, it is likely you and Celia are biologically compatible. Of course, there could be a difference in the histocompatibility complex of the cell membrane, but...
Data? I want to meet her, not dissect her.
Picard, to Celia's quarters.
Yes, Captain.
May I activate the view screen?
Go, go. Certainly.
We've invited Anya to take a tour of the ship. Maybe you would like to join her.
Very much.
Your escort will be with you shortly. Picard out.
I think I'll go on the tour.
Why can't I? This is the only chance I'll ever have to see a vessel like this.
No. You must remain here where it is safe. Celia, do an old woman a favor and obey me for the rest of this trip.
You are no more an old woman than I am a leader. Yes, come in.
I'm here to escort you on a tour of the Enterprise.
Celia will remain behind. I will be right there. You are a leader. And I am older than you could ever imagine.
What should I say? How do I act? What do I do?
Guinan, I need your help. Could you step over here a minute?
Sounds simple enough.
Now, first words out of your mouth are the most important. You may want to start with something like this here. You are the most beautiful woman in the galaxy. But that might not work.
Yes. Yes, it would.
You don't know how long I've wanted to tell you that.
But you're afraid.
Yes.
Of me?
Of us, of what we might become.
Commander?
Or that you might think that was a lie.
Maybe I do think it's a lie.
And you think I'm not sincere?
I didn't say that. There's nothing wrong with the lie. It's like a knock at the door.
Then you're inviting me in.
I'm not sending you away.
That's more than I expected.
Is it as much as you hoped?
The hope is to recognize the possibility. I had only dreams.
Dreams can be dangerous.
Not these dreams.
I dream of a galaxy where your eyes are the stars and the universe worships the night.
Careful. Putting me on a pedestal so high you may not be able to reach me.
Then I'll learn how to fly. You are the heart in my day and the soul in my night.
I don't think this is my style.
Shut up, kid. Tell me more about my eyes.
This is the dilithium crystal chamber. Our chief engineer, Jody LaForge.
What is that? What are you doing?
Nothing to be concerned about. Just performing some routine adjustments.
I wasn't aware that the deuterium control conduit required routine adjustments.
Periodic inspections on all engineering systems.
In this case, you seem to have found a malfunction.
It's not a malfunction. It's simply that a minute defocused area is developed. Lowers our operating efficiency.
It could also lead to excess prion production.
A computer would detect that.
Unless, of course, it too is malfunctioning.
Look, I really have to get this finished.
Anya, please come with me.
I will be back to check your progress.
Mr. Crusher, what can I do for you?
Nothing. Is there a problem? No.
Could you show me how to work the food dispenser?
Sure. Really, it's quite simple. You just tell the computer what you want, and it prepares it for you.
Oh. What should I order?
I don't know. What do you like?
I'd like something sweet.
I know. Computer, Thalian chocolate mousse.
Wonderful sensation.
On Thalos 7. They age the beans 400 years.
You've been there?
It's one of my favorite places.
Oh, it must be fun to visit a planet like that.
It's the best part of being on the Enterprise.
I've studied about some of them, but to see them, that would be wonderful. Tell me about some of the other places you've been.
Oh, there's too many.
The only world I've known is Clavdia 3.
It's about time we change.
How?
Come with me.
I'll be with you in a moment.
What's wrong with him?
Andronesian encephalitis.
That disease is contagious.
Very unlikely. Our air filtering system can
handle. But there is a chance.
If you mean mathematically, yes, the probability is not zero.
I cannot rely on your primitive technologies. Kill the patient. What? Destroy the patient. Immediately.
Now, you calm down.
You won't take action, and I will.
Hold your fire.
Walt!
What is she? Keep her away.
Do not interfere.
She wants to kill Hennessy.
His disease threatens Celia.
Captain, there is no chance of contagion.
The situation is under control.
That's not good enough.
But it will have to be.
Your powers are infinitesimal compared to mine.
Yes, that may be. But you will obey my orders. You will remain in your quarters and in your present form for the rest of this voyage. Is that clear?
Very.
Keep her under guard. I shall. Wait for me. What kind of creature is she? I've never seen anything like her.
There is mention in the Galactic Zoological Catalog of a species called Alasimorph, which is supposed to possess the power to alter their molecular structure into other life forms.
Such a creature would make a perfect protector. I want a security team stationed outside sickbay, Mr. Wolf.
Aye, sir. Captain, what if Anya transforms? Improvise.
Can a place so remarkable truly exist?
Yes. There are many more. All of them are different.
I've learned about them. That's all I did on Clausius 3 was learn. I know so much. I've seen so little.
Think of all you have to look forward to. This is a great time to be alive.
For you.
For both of us. This is all just beginning. We've only charted 19% of our galaxy. The rest is out there just waiting. Look what we've already discovered.
I've never seen anything so wondrous.
Wait. Computer. Russo 5.
It's breathtaking. Been to this place?
Someday, you'll visit Russo 5 and many other places, all more spectacular.
If only it were possible. Listen. What is it?
In a moment, the harmonic resonance from the neutrino clouds will become synchronous.
Beautiful. Like this place has a voice. They're trying to speak to us. Thank you for sharing all of this with me.
Someday, you'll see it all for yourself. Look over there.
Remain here. You are restricted to these quarters for the remainder of this voyage.
You are the protector of this ship, are you not?
I am in charge of security.
You must understand my duties as well. If you confine me to this cell, I cannot protect Celia.
There is no need for concern. She is safe on this ship.
You must understand that I cannot make such an assumption.
You no longer have the choice. You have to trust me to protect her.
No. A true protector cannot have two charges. Your responsibility is to the ship. My duty is to Celia.
My responsibility to the ship includes protecting Celia.
You know I'm stronger than you.
I was unprepared.
You underestimated me in your sick bay. That is usually fatal.
Still, you are here, confined to your room.
I ceased my struggle by choice, not because of you or your captain.
I would have stopped you. If not me, someone else.
No, you cannot control me.
We will see.
very dangerous life form on board. I want to minimize the chance of any incident.
Whatever kind of life form Anya is, emotionally, she's Celia's mother.
The most dangerous animal is a mother protecting her young.
Exactly.
Captain, this is Anya.
Yes.
Celia is gone. Where is she?
This has all been so wonderful. I'm not even sure it's real.
Believe me, 10-4 it isn't in the least.
Not that. I mean the way I feel.
You won't find a better dish of chocolate anywhere.
I'm sure I won't.
Something wrong?
I've had a great time being with you, Wesley.
And that makes you sad?
When I was on Clavdia 3, all I could think about was leaving that isolation. What makes me sad is having to face it again, after seeing what else is possible.
Is that what awaits you in Dollar 4? Isolation?
Yes.
I thought you were going there to reunite two warring parties.
What else do you know?
Very little. The ship's computer doesn't have that much on Dollar 4. How will you stop fighting?
I'm not certain. I only know I will have many responsibilities when I get there. Your language has no word for the position I'll hold. In many ways, I'll have even less freedom than I did on Clavdia 3.
You could stay.
On the Enterprise?
Why not?
Because the girl runs out doesn't mean she doesn't wish to follow.
What is it? What happened? Celia, stay away from me.
I'm sorry.
I don't understand.
I can't stay here. I can't have this life. I want it more than anything, but I can't have it.
Julia, nothing is impossible.
Not for you.
There's a way. I know there is. Leave her alone.
Edson, step away from her.
Come. Completed my final adjustments. Thanks for the time. You now have warp engines available.
Very good.
Number one, get us to Dallet as quickly as possible. Ensign Gibson, take us to warp 8.8.
Warp 8.8, sir.
Estimated time?
3 hours, 9 minutes.
Ensign Crusher, when you're finished with your duties in engineering, report to my ready room.
Yes, sir.
You have the bridge, number one?
Aye, sir.
The woman, Anya, is not what she appears to be. She is an Alasomorph.
A shapeshifter?
Yes. She's not only a governess, she's also the girl's protector. Now, I don't care to interfere in the personal relationships of those under my command. But in this case...
You want me to stay away from Celia?
Yes, I do. For the good of the ship and the safety of everyone on board.
I will do as you ask.
Let me have a friend.
It is my duty to protect you from danger.
There's no danger here.
There is always danger from one who is not your kind. Talia, he's confusing you. You're forgetting your responsibilities.
Whether or not I see Wesley is for me to decide.
It is not. I raised you, I protected you, and I intend to deliver you to Dalit IV.
Maybe what you want doesn't matter anymore.
Celia, please. I know it's difficult for you. But you must do what you're destined to do.
Stand at orbit.
Aye, sir.
Captain, I'm encountering the same interference we experienced on Clavia 3.
The troposphere appears to be distorting our signals. It is fascinating, Captain. Clavia 3 and Dalit 4 have almost identical atmospheres.
Magnify. Times 20.
How could anyone exist in an environment so totally hostile toward human life?
Mr. Data, do whatever is necessary to override the interference. Let's complete our mission.
Man. Celia. You shouldn't have come.
Do you want me to leave?
I didn't say that.
Didn't you want me to stay?
Does Anya know you're here?
That doesn't matter.
I'm glad you came. I thought Anya would have kept you with her.
I have certain rights.
So in other words, you slipped out.
While she was asleep. I hope you didn't get in trouble from your captain.
Oh, I haven't gotten in trouble yet.
Anya thought you would corrupt me.
With my wild way of life?
Maybe. With the normal things people do when they like each other.
Stardate 42568.8. Since Anya's powers of transformation apparently gave her the ability to escape her guards unnoticed, we have sealed her quarters with a force field that will contain her no matter how small a form she may take.
Captain, I'm receiving an audio signal.
Audio on.
Come in, Enterprise. This is Command Headquarters of Dalit 4. We have been expecting you.
Sir, sensors indicate communication originated from a terawatt source on the planet.
That's more power than our entire ship can generate.
It is what is needed to penetrate the atmosphere.
Which means we lack the ability to respond.
Sir, there are beam down coordinates encoded within the carrier signal.
Splendid. I'll arrange for our guests to beam down.
Force field off.
Come in.
We have arrived.
Celia will be with you in just a moment.
You're not going?
No. My duties have been completed. I have done all that I could. I hope it was enough.
You've raised me well, and I thank you for that.
I would not have harmed the boy. I only wanted to frighten him.
I know.
You are ready for what awaits you, and you will do well. I know I've been hard on you, but I wanted to prepare you for anything you might be required to do.
Will I ever be able to leave Dallas Fort?
Probably not. But anything is possible.
That's what Wes said.
I hope he's right.
Where will you go?
The third moon is within range of this ship's transporter. I shall go there. It was my home before we went away.
I'm going to miss you.
I know. Be happy to see me leave.
No. You are a worthy opponent.
Thank you. At heart, we are very much alike.
Yes, we are.
Perhaps we shall fight again. On the same side?
It would be an honor. Shall we go?
Come in.
Wesley, I have to go now.
Was it fun?
What do you mean?
Playing humanoid. Fun?
Wesley, look at me. Right now, this minute, this is what I am. A humanoid girl.
What are you really?
Does it matter?
Yes.
Our natural state is one unlike anything you can imagine.
So you took this form for our benefit? That's why you wanted to know what species we are.
I'm sorry I hurt you. I didn't mean to.
I loved you.
I love you too.
Can you?
Yes. Oh, yes. I have the same feelings, the same emotions as you. You must believe me.
Please go.
Let's not say goodbye like this.
Aye, sir.
Our world is grateful for the courtesy which you have extended us.
I hope someday that the Federation and Dallard 4 will have formal contact.
That is my wish as well.
Coordinates have been input, sir.
Proceed.
Wait. face to remember me by.
I wish there was something I could give you.
I already have.
I'm glad you came to say goodbye. Thank you for everything. I cannot arrive on my planet in this form. And I want you to remember me as I am now.
Don't worry. I will. Transporter pad. It was like seeing pure light. I miss her. I feel empty.
I know that sensation. But there'll come a time when all you remember is the love.
I'm never going to feel this way about anyone else.
You're right.
I didn't expect you to say that.
There'll be others. But every time you feel love, it'll be different. Every time it's different.
Knowing that doesn't make it any easier.
It's not supposed to.